Welcome back to another episode of Flashbang Tomahawk. It's been a while since I've been able to record. Finally just got some random time popped up. I wasn't expecting to be able to make a podcast today or anything like that, but there was some stuff going on. I had the day off. Wife's got the kids out of the house all day. So it gives me a moment to kind of set something up real quick. That's part of the problem why I haven't been doing episodes lately is I don't really have the time or the space. Seven people in one house makes things a little loud and hectic. And I really don't have a dedicated area right now to do my podcasting. So unfortunately, there is some background noises that I can't help. And I do apologize for that if the audio is too much. I'm trying to do my best to bring that background noise down. So, to start off, I really don't have anything planned, but there has been so much going on that there's a ton that I could talk about. I'm going to try to keep it down to only a couple things, possibly. So, where we at right now is, you know, the war with Russia and Ukraine, us giving billions of dollars to them, accidentally giving them billions of dollars. COVID has ended, so now they've got SARS coming out, which is another respiratory infection virus, whatever it is, that they've got going on coming out. So I looked into this months and months and months ago. Bill Gates actually has news, like, anchors, well, actors paid as news anchors to do mock scenarios and broadcasts and things like that with the actual name of this. And it's really puzzling how people don't see that this has got to be a setup. There's no way that you just know something's going to come out and already have a name for it, and then all of a sudden, oh, this crazy virus has popped up out of nowhere in some third world country, and we have nothing to defend against it, even though a year ago, Bill Gates was already kind of running the gambit. So, at this point, I'm pretty sure we're all just being lied to. Wi-Fi can now be used by our government to use radio frequencies to see through walls, can see people, what they're doing, where you're at, located. So basically anything with radio frequencies around it, they can find where you're at, which is cool because, was it Amazon Sidewalk or whatever it is? The, I don't know if it's Wi-Fi, but the wireless service that you can basically have cell signal or Wi-Fi anywhere you're at. They have people that have gone out into the middle of nowhere of the woods and still had service. They were able to use the Wi-Fi using this Sidewalk app or whatever it's called because it's bouncing off of everybody else's network. It's basically shared. And at the same time, I'm asking myself, if we can do that, why are we all paying for it separately? Why isn't it just add a dollar on to everybody's taxes or something and just pay for it that way if that's what they really want? Stop digging into our pockets as much. I'd much rather give a dollar than $50 or $60 a month. So that's one of those things that's popping up right there. I apologize if I'm moving on too quick from subject to subject. There's just so much going on that I don't believe it. Disney tried to block the film Sound of Freedom, which is based on Tim Ballard and his real life experience of going from an agent with the FBI to being released from the FBI because he wanted to go save children that were being trafficked. And the FBI told him they couldn't do much for it. It's out of their jurisdiction. So he said, screw it, I'm going to do it myself. I covered some of the stuff Tim's done in a similar episode, few episodes back, I believe. He's saved hundreds of children, and he's actually the head guy for Underground Railroad, I think is what they call it. And they infiltrate these traffickers and they save children, and it's amazing. But yeah, there's some implications that are not good for Disney, because you find out that Disney's actually had quite a few employees that were into sex trafficking, especially with children. And some of the people that are partial owners of Disney, since they went public years ago, you start to find out they have some very bad ties into all of that also. So it kind of makes sense to see Disney pushing these films that are wanting to make children easier targets and grooming them essentially into going along with whatever narrative they want to come up with. So with that, and then everything else going on in the news, the media, just if you're a parent, you have children, be active in their life. Don't just put on the TV and let them do whatever they want. Check out what they're doing. Your kids might hate you for a little bit, but you know what? It's better to be safe than sorry. There's cyberbullying, there's grooming on YouTube and on TikTok and Instagram and things like that. There's these little videos that kids think, oh yeah, it's cool, it's fun, and it's okay, we're accepting this and whatnot. And then you find out this guy is a pedophile that's grooming my children and who knows how many other children, via the interweb because of YouTube. You know, and it's being welcomed into your home. Now, I'm not saying to get rid of everything, throw out your TV and your whatever else you've got going on, but, you know, it's not a bad idea to limit all of that kind of stuff. Also, get out with your kids. Go outside, throw the ball around, take off your shoes, walk in the grass. There's so many studies that have been brought up that are going around, and we're starting to find out that the school system and the medical system and a lot of these systems have been lying to us about things, you know. Some of the stuff the hippies were right on, you know. Go outside, hug a tree, walk around barefoot, lay in the sun, soak up the rays. That's actually very healthy for you. finding out eating plants is a good thing. You know, the vegans were kind of onto something, but at the same time, they were kind of wrong, because they're finding out that most plants, they know what's going on around them. Cucumbers scream when you cut them. We just can't hear it. And they don't have cute little faces that are fuzzy or anything like that. So if you really want to think about it, in a way, we're still killing something and eating it. You know, if you need to go out there and hunt some cucumbers or cut some heads of lettuce off with a Rambo knife in order to feel better about eating it, do it. Why not? You kill two birds with one stone or two pineapples with one stick, whatever you're into, you know. We hardly know anything about mushrooms. Yes. We could have a whole giant episode on mushrooms, which I might do in the future, but they're good for you too. We eat mushrooms when they're alive, and they eat us when we're dead. So it's a great circle of life, just like in The Lion King. That's excellent stuff right there. But the big thing I really want to get to is preparedness again. I can't drill it into people's heads enough, is being prepared for anything and everything, which is all at the same time. So my main thing is, I discussed recently another episode about having your network and getting prepared on if you are going to bug out or if you're going to bug in, which is, you know, fortify your house or anything like that. And that still stands. Figure that stuff out. If you're in a big city, you don't want to have to travel the city at the beginning if stuff hits the fan. What you want to do is map out some routes that are not going to be easily barricaded or blocked, but also not overrun with tons of people. So, you know, it's difficult to do in a big city, but get some topographical maps of your area. That's another thing. Everybody is like, oh, if that happens, I'm going to just check out on my Google Maps. I'm going to pull up my Google Maps. I'm going to pull it all up on my interwebs, and I'm going to look at it. The government has control over all of that, whether you like it or not. They're probably listening to me as I record this right now through my laptop and my phone and my router. Everything. They can hear and see everything. That, you know, nobody's safe anymore. But the best way to be ready for it is to get hard copy. Get maps that you can hold physically. Get, you know, home healing books that have herbs and spices that have beneficial properties when eaten, when cooked. Get survival books that have topical salves and things like that, or whatever they call them, ointments, tinctures, salves, how to make splints and bandages, get an emergency medical kit. If you have medication you take that you have to take and you can't live without it, figure out some kind of herbs or whatever you can. Or find out the shelf life on those bad boys and see if you can't buy extra. Because I'm telling you what, when it hits the fan, because at some point it's going to, where I really hope it doesn't. I hope we can have positive change without having to go to war or to be in a survival situation. Because nobody wins in that. As awesome as it is to think, oh, we're going to go to war with the government. We're going to win, you know. It's going to be awesome. We're going to take back the country by force. I really hope we don't have to. Yeah, I was lucky enough when I was in the military. I didn't have to go into battle. I didn't get deployed because there was some really bad timing with my unit. They had just gotten back from deployment. I had gotten injured not too long after, and Obama was president and was like, let's get rid of people. Kicked out a bunch of people. He kicked out people that didn't need to be kicked out because I don't know why. I have a bunch of battle buddies that are kicked out of the military pretty quick too at around the same time because Obama wanted to shrink our military, which doesn't make sense to me, but okay. Anyways, war is an ugly thing. I got to see videos and pictures of things like that most people won't find. You might be able to find it on some websites that are not safe for work, or, you know, there's some gruesome stuff. And it's if you have a family or you have children, you have people you love and care about, war is ugly. Because chances are some of those people are going to get hurt or die, and not always in a quick and painless way. A lot of times that's going to be a very harsh, painful deal. You look at the videos of these Ukrainians fighting Russia. They've got the Russians are supposedly blowing up houses with, you know, kids in them and apartments and stuff. But that's before they had the mass exit, you know, that they just said that Russia blew up some wheat silos, which was the largest wheat processing place that we got our wheat from. So now they're like, oh, bread's going to go up in price because now we can't get it, which is another thing. Figure out how to make our own food, grow it, and process it and make it. Get a cow, get some goats. Goat's milk is better for you, especially as an adult. cow milk is great when you're a little baby because of all the extra fat that's in there. It's really good for brain development. Milk when you're young is good for all the calcium that's in there to help build strong bones. Get some chickens. Chickens are great. They're natural tick deterrent. They eat ticks. They eat all sorts of bugs. They help keep bugs off of your plants. So if you're growing plants to eat, get some chickens. They're like a natural pesticide. You might have to wash your plants a little bit extra to get the chicken poop off of it. But it's not nearly as toxic as the pesticides that are sprayed on our food every day. So I know I'm going through a lot real quick. It's just, I don't know when I'll be able to get on again for another podcast. And I can see it. We're getting back to some kind of normalcy. And it's making people laxed. They think, oh, it's all better. We're past COVID. You know, the country's getting back on its feet. Everything's going to be better in another 5 or 10 years. It'll be like it never happened. That's not the way the government wants things to go. And I don't even know if it's necessarily the government as much as it is the elitists that control everything. You know, the Rothschild and Soros, and there's so many families that have lots of money that influence everything around us every day for who knows what kind of sick game it is. I wouldn't put it past if there's demons going on and controlling some of them. And if you guys don't believe in that, that's good for you. I believe in God. I believe in heaven and hell. There's evidence of the giants everywhere. And guess what's in the Bible? The giants. They are the children of the Nephilim, which is the fallen angels. And the fallen angels bred with the human women of Earth, and they had babies that turned out to be giants. Usually had 6 fingers on one hand or both hands. AI kind of does this weird thing where they were giving everybody 6 fingers and talking about how they're demonic and stuff. So there's some craziness going on. I would definitely keep my eyes peeled on what's happening with all that, because whether everybody wants to believe it or not, this started thousands of years ago, and we're in a religious war with the people that are all about Satan and whatnot. They're the ones with the money and the control, because the people that believe and love God and or just want to be good people, they're not the ones trying to control everything. They're like, hey, let's just live our lives and be happy. Let's just all have a good time. Yeah, others don't feel that way, and they want to get rid of the people that do. They don't feel that we are deserving to be on this earth. So again, get prepared. Teach yourself some skills. Teach your kids some skills. I think everybody, which is something I'm going to look into more soon, is especially since, because I'm in an area, we don't have a whole lot of entertainment that we can do as a family without spending hundreds of dollars at a time. So what I plan on doing is getting we have some survival bags that we keep. And what I want to do is I'm going to put some weights in those. I'm going to get myself my bag, put some weights in that. Start off small, but go out on a hike somewhere or just a nature walk. Walk around the park. Let the kids run around and play while they're carrying their bags, because all it's going to do is help benefit them. It's not going to hurt them unless they have an injury that it's agitating, you know. Get a rucksack, fill it up with stuff. Guess what? If you're a dad or a mom, single parent, 2 parents, either way, you got kids. Those kids rely on you for their safety and protection at all times. even when the most of them are grown up, they look to their parents. Unfortunately, kids are these days, they don't know how to do a lot of stuff. They don't understand how to do hardly anything. So it's up to the parents to step in. So I'm looking into it. Put a heavy ruck on and go walk for as long as you can. Stay hydrated. Get away from the energy drinks, the sodas, even Gatorade. And, you know, you want electrolytes. You want to be able to hydrate. One thing I'm looking into, haven't done a whole lot of research on it yet, is Irish sea moss, or just sea moss in general. Supposedly it holds 92 of the 102 minerals that are needed for our bodies. And it helps to properly hydrate and just make you feel better and your body work properly. So work out. You don't have to lift heavy weights. You can do aerobics. You can do resistance bands. But you got to do something. You can do body weight workouts at home or calisthenics. You can put, even just putting on a ruck, a heavy backpack, get a weighted vest. Just putting that on alone and doing your daily task is going to increase not just muscle, but endurance, your ability to keep going. Because whereas Americans, we've become these fat, lazy, technologically dependent people, that the number of people that go to the gym and stay in shape and are ready to work out is a very, very low percentage. And the people that want to control us see that and they go, this isn't going to be hard at all. We've got armies that we train, that we brainwash. These guys can run up a 20-foot wall because we've given them stimulants and steroids and all sorts of Chinese magic or whatever it is. I don't know. You know, when I was in the military, we did 60-20s. And then when we would put on a 65-pound ruck, and we would do a 60-120. So a 60-20 is you walk for 60 seconds, and then you sprint for 20 seconds. And we would do that for like 5 miles. And then we'd put on a rucksack, and we would run for 60 seconds, and then walk for 120 seconds, which is walk for a minute. Or walk for a minute, 2 minutes, and run for a minute with 65-pound ruck. And then we would do road marches, 65-pound ruck with full battle armor on and your rifles. And you just walk for miles. That's the kind of stuff our military does when there's nothing going on. This is just morning PT, guys. This is just PT. This isn't actual combat training or anything. So somebody, your basic guy in the military is going to be able to outperform most people in the world. And that's not even like a special forces guy, a special operator, nothing. That's just like your average 19, 20-year-old kid, fresh out, basic, or been in their unit for a year, or whatever it may be. Now, do I think the military would turn on the U.S. people? I don't think so, at least not in the numbers that they want. But there's a new law that just got passed where, I think it's in California, illegal immigrants can now be police officers. Let that sink in. People that are not even part of the country are going to be sworn in to uphold the law of a state that they're not even technically a part of, that they shouldn't even have work in that area. I don't have a problem with illegal immigrants. Honestly, I think we should all be taken off of Social Security, and our identities shouldn't even be a database of any of that. Like, yeah, it helps stop murderers and things like that. But, You know what else stops murderers and rapists? Allowing citizens to shoot them when they do that kind of stuff. Instead of they go to jail, they go see a judge, and the judge goes, "You just had a hard life. I'm going to let you out." And then 2 hours later, they go and rape and murder an old woman. It's happened in New York. Yeah. So there's a lot that's wrong with this country right now, and part of it is our laws and the idiocracy that's going on. So yeah, you got to be ready. You got to be aware. There's good cops. There's bad cops. The number of bad cops seems to be starting to outweigh the good cops. There's good military. There's bad military. When I was in Fort Bragg, which is now Fort Liberty, which is stupid, there was a gang that infiltrated the military. Like nine of them. Nine gang members, I think it was. Maybe more, maybe less. It was years ago. I can't remember. But they found out they were in the military because when they watched the video of them robbing a convenience store, they cleared it as if they were a tactical unit. They were in and out within minutes. They were definitely trained. And guess what? They caught them. Eventually, they caught them. But they were robbing and killing people. So, you know, they only joined the military so they could get the training and free money. And then they trained other members in their gang. So, bad people are everywhere. You got to get prepared for it. If you're afraid of guns, I say get over it. Go learn. The more familiar you are with a firearm and proficient you become with it, you lose that fear. Just don't lose the respect. Respect the firearm at all times. Don't point the barrel at anything that you don't want to destroy. You pick it up. You clear it. You make sure it's cleared. If it's not cleared, guess what? You're either putting it on to go be ready to defend things, or you're going hunting, you're going to the range, whatever it is. You're at the range, I should say. You don't want to bring a loaded gun into the range. You want to wait till you're at your station at the range. But yeah, I mean, guns are scary. They can be, but they're also a lot of fun and they're really cool. And they do one function: destroy stuff. That's their function. What you intend to do with the firearm, that's up to you. You can use it to destroy an enemy. You can use it to destroy the person that's trying to hurt you, rape you, kill you, or somebody else. Look at the local laws. That way you can't get got by the man. Look for the loopholes legally. Learn how to use bladed and blunt weapons. Found weapons. When I taught martial arts, one of the things that we used to do is we would set up a scenario like you're going in an alley or something, or walking down the street and ask, what are some things that might be on the street that you can pick up? Most of the time, it's like a stick or a bottle. You know, if you have a pocket knife, pull out your pocket knife. You only need a 3-inch or bigger blade to really hurt somebody. 3 inches is enough to go through your neck, go through some arteries, tear into most people's guts, unless they've got a lot of fat protecting their stomach. You know, same thing with the chest and things like that. But we would, you know, hey, I don't have a weapon on me. Okay, what can you use as a weapon? Oh, there's a trash can with a lid. Take the lid off if you can. If not, use the whole trash can. There's a chair. Pick up the chair. You might be in a restaurant at a bar. Grab a chair. Break a bottle. A coaster on the table. Ashtray. Our students. You know, we had kids that were in middle school, high school, elementary school. Well, what's something that you guys always have on you? A pen or a pencil? You have a sharp pencil. That's a deadly weapon right there in the right hand. A book. you can use a book to protect yourself. it's found weapons. Learn how to use them. Learn how to think outside the box with stuff like that. You know, everybody's getting into jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai, and that's great stuff. But when you become a possible victim in a life or death scenario on the streets or wherever, or, you know, even in your home in some instances, there's no more rules when it comes to surviving or keeping others alive, especially children. There's no rules. I haven't seen it, but I've seen reports of people getting beat up and literally picking up a cat and throwing it at the person. And then the cat just starts clawing their face and stuff like that, freaking out. But it's enough time for that person that was getting beat up and hurt to run away and to get out of the house, because it was a domestic case in a house. But, I mean, who thinks about throwing a cat? You know, don't throw the baby. I've seen that. Don't throw a baby at someone. That's just a terrible idea. We don't want to hurt babies. We want to protect them and protect ourselves, protect the children. They're the future, and we need them, right? Learn how to make improvised weapons and improvised devices. Do so legally as best you can. Knowledge is power. I'm sure there's going to come a point they're going to shut off credit cards. You're not going to be able to swipe your credit card. And then a lot of places, they're already starting to stop taking cash. Like, you can't use cash at some grocery stores here in the United States. You cannot go in there and, oh, I got a $5 bill. Nope, no cash. Card, electronic payment only. A lot of places are starting to accept cryptocurrency, which, if you look at what's going on with the federal government here in the U.S., they're talking about releasing Fedcoin or whatever name they want to come up with it, and outlawing anything that is not centralized cryptocurrency. I believe Bitcoin has been purchased by BlackRock, if I'm not mistaken. It could be somebody else, but basically, they're working with the government too, talking about using the Bitcoin set up as what that would be, the centralized crypto. The whole point of crypto was to not be centralized. The whole point about it. And everybody jumped on board. There's people, oh, I'm a millionaire now. That's awesome. But guess what happens if they turn around and outlaw your crypto? It's worthless. What are you going to do with it? I'm sure they'll probably give a window where they say, hey, you either have to transfer that into our crypto in order to make your money usable and give like a 30-day window or something. But what happens if we go to a digital system where, I don't know, they already instilled a social credit score in China. If you don't vote the right way, if you speak out against the government or anything like that, your social credit score goes down. You pay a fine. They shut off your money. Look at the 15-minute cities they're trying to do. They only want you coming in and out real quick. They don't want you staying and hanging out. Well, we don't want you here. We want you in and out. We want you to just pass through. Guess what? You've been in the city too long. We're cutting off your currency. Now you need to go. If you don't leave, we're going to keep it cut off. How are people supposed to survive like that? Say goodbye to yard sales, because they're going to tax every little cent that you can make. You know, It just doesn't make sense. It's just another way to control. Look what they're doing with the food. slaughtered animals. There was like, what, 3,000 cows they said died of heat stroke in Texas. The heat didn't kill those cows. Those cows had been in record high temps before. Somebody killed those cows. They're killing off bees. Why would they kill off bees? Why would Monsanto, which did get caught destroying 400 beehives on one bee farmer's farm, why would they do that? Because bees help to pollinate certain plants, certain foods that no other insect really pollinates. Only bees do it. They're trying to control the food. They've made farmers pour out milk, thousands of gallons of milk. There's videos of it. There's documentation. They've got these trains that are blowing up. They're derailing and blowing up. Oh, there's a chemical fire, all these chemicals in the atmosphere. What are they doing? They're poisoning us. What about the other train that flipped over and now they're like, there's like 50,000 pounds of this toxic material is missing. We don't know where it went. Well, I do. It went to somebody's hangar. Somebody's got it. It didn't just evaporate into thin air. What's going on? They are setting up the pieces like on a chessboard, and they're trying to put the American people and who knows who else into checkmate. Now, going back to the military again, our U.S. military may not be willing to fight U.S. citizens, but you know who is? The United Nations, the Blue Helmets. They've already started passing legislation to try and bring United Nations soldiers into the U.S. to help regulate if there was another civil war or anything in that area. Does that make sense? Think about it. We've got U.S. soldiers that do different types of practice fighting around in the U.S., set up little fobs, and they do these war games. And everybody's like, oh, that's because they're going to come and invade with our own military and take over. Chances are not. But what does a war game do? When you're doing a war game, they have everything figured. They have topographical maps. They have satellite imaging that they can look at. And what do they do? Oh, this is a tactical unit thinking on how to take out the other unit. We're going to get real-life scenario of what would happen if we came in over here and there was an opposing force over there and what they could do. Who would win? Where do we need to block off? Where do we need to set up barricades? Where do we need to set up water stations? A supply chain, supply line. Now, that's another thing, supplies. Look at Walmart. All these Walmarts that are scattered everywhere, they get money from the government to at any moment, if they need to, they can turn it into a military base. It can be taken over and run as a military base. Drop of a hat. We need this Walmart. We're taking it. Okay. All the employees go home. Don't worry about it. Military's taking it over. Could be a good thing. Could be a very bad thing. You know, and a lot of people, oh, you're just being a conspiracy theorist, blah, 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 conspiracy, conspiracy, conspiracy. Conspiracy is a word devised by our government to push people away from the idea that these aren't conspiracies. It's not false. These are truths, but we don't want you to know it. So we're going to make you think that other people are crazy for looking into this, for seeing, for connecting the dots, for reading between the lines, you know? Do you know, some drugs used to be legal in the United States, like acid and marijuana. They had these big studies. The military went ahead and did studies with multiple people, especially with acid and marijuana. And basically, they kind of did the same thing, was they opened people's eyes, people's minds to becoming free thinkers, to becoming ungovernable, basically. They no longer were willing to be mindless and just go with whatever they're told. Psilocybin mushrooms do the same thing. They rewire the brain on a neurological level. And a lot of people that have gone through therapy using psilocybin mushrooms, they find out that they're not addicted to cigarettes and alcohol anymore. They're not stressing over certain things anymore because their brain literally rewired the nervous system by taking these microdoses, you know? And it just gets back to how much were we lied to about how much stuff. Our school system was devised by, I think it was one of the Rothschilds, or I don't know, the name is on some of the books. But the guy was literally quoted that basically he wanted people to be smart enough to work and get things done, but dumb enough to not ask questions, dumb enough to not figure things out on their own, dumb enough to follow orders. That's what the American school system has become. And that's why you have all these other foreign school systems that are doing things differently. They're finding out that the best way to teach a kid is after 10 o'clock in the morning for only an hour to 2 hours a day, one to two subjects, maybe three subjects tops within the day, and then spend time playing, taking breaks while learning. Why? Because they learn more. They become more advanced. And our government knows this, but they don't want to hear it. They don't want people to do that. They don't want us to learn and become stronger as a society, because then they can't keep their thumb on us. So as individuals, we need to step up and teach ourselves. We need to learn these patterns that we can learn to help advance ourselves and our children and come together. Stop letting this divisivity of diversity get in the way. You know, the biggest thing when Obama was in office was it became racism. When I was, before Obama took office, I remember there was hardly any racism going on. I'm mixed. When I go out in the sun, I start to get dark. Growing up, I had plenty of kids. Actually, no, I'll take that back. It wasn't plenty of kids. There was like five kids at school that were just racist, straight up racist. And then the kids that hung out with them were influenced by them. They weren't really racist, but they wanted to be cool, so they would act racist. Kind of ridiculous, but it happens. And kids want to be in the clique. They want to be cool, so they went along with it. But I also got it from both sides, because I'm half white. You know, I'd get it from the white kids and from the Hispanic kids, the black kids, all of them. But that was elementary school. As I went up through middle school and high school, a lot of that fell away. You know, I had so many diverse friends growing up at middle school and on up that it was ridiculous. And then Obama took office. I had just gotten into the military. I was going through A school when he took office, and it was like systemic racism this and racism that and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, what? Like, where? I grew up in a very prominently white town, and there was a lot of racists there, but a lot of times they still relied on these other races that they didn't like. They weren't willing to voice their racism, but they weren't really acting on it either. You know, they weren't running around spitting and spouting at the mouth, but they also were still employing people of color. They would still hang out with people of color. And it was like, so many times I heard growing up, yeah, but you're cool for a brown guy. What? I mean, I get it. Like, well, we don't like them. And it's like, you're not actually racist. You just don't like people that are like, make bad decisions and are mean and gross. Like, you're not racist. You know? And it feels like a lot of this systemic racism is made up. I remember when I first got out of high school looking for work, I got passed up on a job because I wasn't black. They straight up told me, they were like, no, you're not black. We have to have at least one black guy. At least one black guy has to work here. And we don't have any right now, so the next person we hire has to be a black guy. Because they already had so many females, and a couple of them were Hispanic and black. So they were capped up on that. They're like, literally, we have to have a black guy, otherwise we can be charged with, I forgot the word, discrimination. So I couldn't get certain jobs because of that. So how is that systemic racism? Because apparently it's not racism if it's towards a white person. It doesn't work that way. But getting off topic, the point is this diversity that we're being forced on isn't good for anybody. Inclusiveness is not good for anybody. And some people, oh, well, I want my kid to be included even though they're weird and this and that. Like, cool, I get that. That's understandable. But when your kid turns 23, he doesn't need everybody else to have to cater to him. He needs to become an adult. He needs to. And I'm not saying as an adult you can't dress up and have fun. I mean, go out and LARP, join the SCA, do battles. To airsoft, dress up in your military garb and go shoot each other with little plastic pellets in the wood, do paintball, whatever it is you want to do. But those become hobbies. You still have a different part of society that we all have to kind of interact with. And I don't look at it as like, well, you have to go and do your job, because I don't want you to think it that way. It's, you have to be a part of society if you want to be accepted into society. You have to tone it down some, okay? That doesn't mean dress up in all your craziness and force everybody else to pretend with you. You know, you can't just go into Walmart wearing battle armor and a sword and force everybody else to refer to you as Lord Tarmac or whatever you want to be. You can't do that, because not everybody wants to play that game. You look at kids, not everybody wants to play Legos or G.I. Joes or Barbie or play on the swing set, at least not all the time. So when I look at society is the neutral ground. You should all go into the neutral ground, and that's when you interact with other people and go, oh yeah, I like anime, and you know, oh, I don't like that one, I like this one. And you make friends and you become part of society. You know, same thing with jobs. You go and you find a job that you prefer and you like and you enjoy in order to have an income. That's why you have people that go and they work terrible jobs. But, oh, it's really good money, but I hate my life. So I go home and I get drunk, and then I, you know, beat my wife or my kids or whatever it is. Or I get drunk and I just veg out on the couch. I go and do, well, who knows what, because they're stuck in a situation they don't like. Why? If you come and look at it, it all goes back to us being forced to be dumbed down and work these jobs in order to support the government. Now, I could care less for the government. I believe we need less government, less overreach. A lot of laws, I believe, need to just drop down to the local, state, and city levels. You know, the government needs to get their hands out of our pockets, stop being in our business, protect our borders, you know. Protect the government really needs to worry about trash disposal, medical care, law enforcement, and not like law enforcement like everywhere, but I mean like the borders, enforcing the borders, prosecuting terrible people, or just let us shoot them, you know, rapists, murderers, molesters. They could just be unalived. That'd be great. People that steal, why are they stealing? Sometimes it's, you know, hey, this guy stole. What he steal? Bread, milk, sandwich meat. Oh, it looks like he's trying to eat and survive. Let him have it. You know? Or open up a program like that. I know, oh, I have food stamps. And this, guess what? They still regulate everything on that too. You can't buy already hot prepared food in some areas. Well, why? It's the company's going to make the money for it the same way. Walmart's still going to make $5 billion this year. You know, there's so many little things here and there. And what are we doing as a society in our neutral ground? We are letting us be run and taken over for what? Oh, well, then I don't have to worry about it. We're lazy. Our country has become a bunch of lazy people. And the people that are trying to do something to change it, the lazy people are like, shut up. Don't stop. Nope. Uh-uh. We don't need to have that. And it's ridiculous. So, again, something's going to happen. There's way too much going on for it not happening. You know, we've got toxic chemicals going missing. We've got uranium going missing, which is used in nuclear warheads. We've got other countries going to war, Russia and China getting together because their communist country is going, we're going to make our own brick coin or whatever it is now, and it's going to be backed by gold and silver, and we're going to go against the U.S. in this market, which, again, if the U.S. dollar falls, we'll turn into a third world country overnight. We won't be able to. We have no exports other than, like, corn. We don't do any more manufacturing from the U.S. Sure, buy the material from another country, but we need to manufacture it here. We need to make sure the material is up to the proper grade that we want. The country used to be this amalgam of diverse individuals that lived side by side with no problem and created so much. You know, you go to work, you did your thing, but then after work, it was like, hey, if we're friends, we can hang out. If we're not, it's like, okay, go your own way. You know, we're nice to each other at work, but we're not friends. We're not going to go hang out at the barbecue or something afterwards. We got away from all that. We allowed the diversity to get in between. We allowed diversity to create division instead of unity. We need to get back to that. If you're not going to help yourself and your family, find somebody that will help you and your family. I'm not saying put your kids or, you know, your wife, your husband off on somebody else to do stuff. Find like-minded people. Start there. Go to church. Go to the library. Go outside. Get away from the electronics and technology. If that means you can't listen to the podcast anymore, I understand. I won't be upset about it. I'll be a little let down. But, you know, go find out different animals. Find different plants, bugs, things like that, and just learn about them. Learn about the different types of birds in the sky, the birds of prey, the condors, the swallows and sparrows, you know. There's so much out there that we're missing. because we're too worried about being part of the machine and allowing it to just do whatever it needs to be done. You know, we're idling through. And by the time we're old and decrepit and ready to die, we're going to look back on the lives, if we still have lives, and you're going to be left with nothing, you know? And unfortunately, a lot of people are okay with it because they don't want to leave their comfort zone. Leave your comfort zone. You know, that's why a lot of people have given up rights. They don't care. I'd rather be safe and live in a cell controlled by the government that gives me food and water and I can look at my shows and my video games and whatever, instead of going out and living my life the way it is and have to worry about getting into a fist fight or having to possibly shoot something or someone or whatever it may be. But having freedom to do what you actually want to do. The country, we used to have freedom. As many people want to say we've never had freedom, we had freedom. There was a time when this country was first forming that you could go out and put up some plots, some sticks in the ground that had a little flag tied to it, and you go, this is mine. I got it first. It's mine. And then you go to the registry and with the state, and they go, well, you plotted it. You put up your stakes. Okay. Yep, you can have it. Nobody else is there. It's yours. You're going to build a house on it. Okay. There's so many places in the U.S. now that you have to register your land, register to build a house, get licensing to build the house, contractors to build the house because they have the proper licensing as a contractor. And just, you have to get licensed for everything. Have to have a fishing license, a hunting license, a boating license, a captain's license to operate a boat, a driver's license, motorcycle's license, chauffeur's license, class A, class B license for CDLs, which is a commercial driver's license. You have to have a license for some places, Texas, you have to have a babysitter's license to babysit. There's no classes or anything. You just go on and fill out a form and pay them the money, and then that's your license. It just says that we've given you permission, which is BS. We shouldn't have to have permission to do things. We're not all children. We're adults. And I get, oh, well, we have to have boundaries and have these laws and rules and licensing and this and that so people don't take advantage of it. Well, if we didn't have so much of that, society would handle that on its own. The Wild West ran around like that. Oh, there were shootouts and people died all the time. That's the movies, y'all. It didn't happen like that all the time. It was a lot more self-regulating than people understand, you know? Sheriff would say, hey, you know, this is a good idea. No more guns in the bars. Check them at the door. We'll have a guy standing there. He'll take your gun for you, put your name on it. And then when you're ready to go, if you're not too drunk, give it back to you. Cool. Should do the same thing today with car keys. Because when you get inebriated and you're drunk or whatever, we don't want you shooting somebody by accident because you're being silly. Well, same thing with cars. We don't want you driving down the street, running through a red light and plowing through a car full of kids and a family, or through someone's house, or driving yourself off a bridge. Like, there's so many more ideas and things that we could do with this country to make it better. But instead, if we allow it to be run by the government and they make choices that are cheaper, that everything has got to be done on a budget. It's got to be done cheaper. Or we're going to make a rule that blankets the whole country because we don't want to have to worry about different states. We don't have to spend our time on that. We just want your money in our pockets and y'all listen to us so we can go have fun elsewhere. That's what they're doing. That's what they want to keep doing. That's why they're trying to keep the population down. They're trying to control it. before COVID even hit, I thought about writing a book, and the whole idea of the book was that the government releases a virus to control the population and causes women to not be able to give birth to children, and they slowly start to die off because the old people are dying, but now the young people aren't populating. And there's always accidents and other viruses and diseases and things like that. So even the young people are dying off until it slowly becomes this very small population. And then the government steps in and they start to build walls and put up walls in places that they want to control easier. And then you have the people that are outside of those walls that just get left to the wolves. You know, they're like, well, no, we're not going to give you supplies. We've got supplies for us and for this, and we're going to work with these other countries. We're going to give them the money to do this and to do that. And we're creating our own money however we want, because now there's no longer gold to back up our money. We can just make it as we want. And I thought about all this. And I wrote it down in my notebook for topics and ideas for books and podcasts and things like that. And I was sitting there and I forgot about it. And I think it was like a year later, 2 years later, COVID hit. And I was like, man, we're sitting there and starting to see these side effects of what COVID can do. And I was like, honey, I wrote this. And she said, what? And I opened up my notebook and I found that page that I had with these ideas on my book I wanted to write there. And I said, look. And she read some of the notes and was looking at it. And she's like, you wrote this years ago. And I was like, I know. Because I was going to write a book based on the perfect storm for a government to take control of the people. Like a post-apocalyptic type of thing. You know, and it was kind of set up pretty close. And then you have a TV shows that come out and they talk about, oh yeah, the virus that was released by our government wasn't to kill off everybody. It was to keep women from having kids for so many years. And then they were going to release another medicine that would enact the body to have to produce again. And I'm like, wait a minute, what's COVID doing? And now you've got another form of it. There's a more deadly form of COVID out there that the scientists created. And, oh, it's 20 times more deadlier. Why would we do that? Why do we keep stepping in and messing with that stuff? There's another virus that is being released. Again, like I was saying at the beginning of the episode, SEARS. What's going on? Biological warfare, chemical warfare are two of the strongest and deadliest styles of warfare. Chemical is just terrifying at what it does to the body. There's chemicals out there that I would not wish on my worst enemies to see them with some of these chemicals. Some of them are so bad that during World War II, Hitler was like, hey, we're not going to use these chemicals anymore because when they blow back on us, we're dying, and it's very bad. Like, they were like, nobody needs to use these chemicals in war. They're just bad. But they're still out there. They're still active. Biological warfare is the virus, COVID. What's the other one that they had in Africa? They made a movie, Outbreak, that movie, I forgot what it was. That's another one. Those are as biological weapons. And that's what they're doing now. They're creating these viruses and mutating them in a lab and then releasing them. They've got genetically modified mosquitoes that they released in Florida and Texas. And they're like, oh, they're supposed to mate with the other mosquitoes and it changes their DNA so they can't have babies and this and that. And I'm like, that's if it works. How do we know it's going to work? How do we know the mosquitoes don't just adapt to it? Or, you know, the male mosquitoes only mate with so many women and then they die, and female mosquitoes, I should say, and then they die, and then but it doesn't control it the way they want it. Oh, it's okay. Well, they also have some other stuff we put in there too. So when they bite people to suck blood and this and that, what? It's happening. They're talking about putting the vaccine for COVID into people's food. Some companies have already started doing it. What? So now you're going to give me medication through my food that I don't agree with? We're being lied to. We're being manipulated. And we're being forced to do things that we don't want to do because we know it's not good for us. So again, get in, do some research, learn some things, get your family on board, get your friends on board. Something big is going to happen. I don't know what. It could be war. It could be God coming back. It could be biological mass hysteria from another virus. It could simply be them telling us that they don't have an ingredient anymore. And I mean, look at sriracha. They're missing one ingredient. We can't make sriracha now because it's missing an ingredient. We don't know when we're going to get that. Okay, so people that have sriracha are selling it for $200 online now. $200 for some sauce? Nah. I learned how to make something that tastes close enough. Knowledge is power. If you don't rely on them because you have the knowledge to rely on yourself, they lose power. That's why they don't want you going off grid. That's why they don't want you to learn about proper solar energy, wind energy, turbine energy, things like that. Windmills? Windmills are the most useless energy provider on this planet. Or useless, not useful. Useless. My bad. Those giant wind turbines are made out of super toxic material. They take gallons and gallons and gallons of oil. They take so much energy to turn that some of them have an engine-assisted propeller so that there's a motor that helps turn it. And then you have to constantly maintain them, and if you don't maintain them, they explode and they kill people. Not to mention that when birds fly by, they kill the birds. Like, and it barely produces any energy. They are the most useless energy source on this planet. Solar energy. Everybody, oh, solar power is great. No, it's not. You know why? The solar panels only produce so much energy. You have to have thousands of them to run good energy. And then guess what? That means clearing out the land, making sure there's no plants growing around it, and there's no trees around it. There's no debris that's going to hit it when the wind blows. You have to polish the mirrors every so often. So somebody's got to go out there and clean these things. Animals will find shelter under the panels, and then when the sun comes out and it superheats, they die. It kills animals, bugs, insects. It raises the temperature. The local temperature near these solar plants is like 5, 10, 15 degrees higher than what it should be. The only really smart thing I've seen with solar panels was one of these Middle Eastern countries. They had a river. The river would dry up, and they were like, oh, we can't figure out why it's drying up. So they were like, well, we're going to build something. So they took solar panels, and they built solar panels over it so that it had a big air gap underneath it, which was the best part. So the solar panels were high enough up that the wind would blow under them, cool the air under them, because hot air rises, so cool air would come underneath, especially off the top of the water, and it would cast a shadow. So they would do like a mile of solar panels like this. All that water, it wasn't evaporating. because it had a shadow cast over it. So they were able to keep the water going and then creating energy from the solar panels. That's probably the best use of it that I've seen. You know, natural resource for energy that is really good is hydroelectricity. The river dams, the mills, the river mills, the turbines that you put in the water, like at a dam, they got little ones. They're pretty cool. You can run your campsite off of a couple of them. Those are pretty good. You know, I don't like the dams because it restricts so much. But they make good energy. The best energy we've got on the planet is nuclear right now. Nuclear energy is the best. It's the cleanest. It's not as dangerous as people think. I mean, it is still dangerous, but not that bad. The nuclear waste for, I think, one nuclear plant for 10 years or something like that is like a 55-gallon drum of waste. And they're like, yeah, we can literally just put those in these metal drums and put it in a warehouse and it'll be fine. Like, there's more we can go through with it. The other one is the Earth itself. Ancient technology we didn't know about. Tesla figured it out. Nikola Tesla figured it out. Rods and metal material you put in the ground, and guess what? You get a charge. Your house can hold a charge through the bricks being grounded. That's why they call it grounding. You're grounding it. You're putting it into the ground, and guess what? Holds a charge. You go outside barefooted, both feet on the ground. You create a ground. You get grounded. You build up a positive charge. Like, there's so much going on that we've been lied to about. Because if we could all get free energy from the earth, how is the power company going to make money? How are they going to do it? They can't. We're being lied to by so much. Oh, it's not enough power to run this and run that. Okay. So we figure out a way to make enough power to help assist what we can already get for free, and then maybe pay on that. You know, why not? So, again, I'm getting a little long-winded here. I apologize. There's just so much I wish I could talk about right now. A lot going on. Get prepared. Hopefully nothing happens, but if I'm wrong about something big going on, no worries. You've prepared and spent more time with the family, got healthier, learned some cool stuff. You're good. No worries. Start hobbies. Wonderful. If I'm right and you're not prepared, exactly. What happens then? You know, they've got books on this stuff that are considered fiction and things like that. You guys can read them, check them out. A Google search will pull up so much. But I would rather be ready and feel like, man, I spent that money. I didn't have to spend it on that, but I did get to spend a lot of time with my wife and my kids. I did build some amazing memories. And, you know, for what? Well, we were prepared. We were ready in case something happened. And guess what? It could even be just a natural disaster. A hurricane, tornado, earthquake, a tsunami. Natural disasters still happen all the time. And you could be prepared to where you're like, geez, we didn't have power for 4 months. What'd you guys do? Oh, no, it's cool. I was prepared. I had a backup generator. I had solar panels. I had a camp kitchen. We had fans ready, figured out this cool system where I could set up a fan outside, bring cool air from outside into the house because I ran tubes through the house. Yeah, stuff like that. There's a guy that literally is growing a garden in the desert by running tubes under the ground and has small fans to blow cool air. Hot air goes in at 110 degrees and comes out at 72 degrees. He's got his own little reverse greenhouse. It's amazing. And all he's running is little battery-powered fans on him out of 4-inch holes to push the air through. Like, come on. Be prepared. Uncle Scar said it. Be prepared.
Be prepared.
You know, hopefully nothing crazy happens, but if something does happen, you're ready for it. Well, I appreciate everybody's time listening. Spotify's done some crazy new stuff. So that's another thing, is trying to learn the new platform they've got going on for podcasting. And trying to figure that out. So, again, I appreciate anybody that's listened. I apologize for having such a drawn out episode, but also being such a long time since I've been able to record. And hopefully I'll be able to get back to this, doing it more and more if things work out the right way. So appreciate it. Share, tell your friends, follow me on Spotify or whatever other channel provider, whatever it is that you're following me on. Let your friends know. Give me feedback. And you guys have a good one. Thank you.